Buckball Abstract by Pineda. Sabermetrics for ponies.
"Oh, now an alicorn and team going to give us an unfair advantage?"
Applejack asks Rainbow Dash as they walk towards Twilight's castle.
"Well, the way I see it," said Rainbow Dash, "if she stays on the ground and doesn't buck anything or flap her wings, no pony can call it cheating. And alicorn or unicorn, she's the best pony in magic, so we totally need her on the buckball team if we want to crush Appaloosa. I told her all about it yesterday. She said she wanted to read up about it, but she seemed keen."
"All the same, doesn't seem quite right having a princess plan for us. I guess Rarity could do it. She's good at levitating things. But she would spend all the time worrying about what colors we were wearing."
"No, not Rarity," agreed Dash. "If Twilight won't do it, we can ask Starlight. She's just as awesome at juggling loads of stuff in the air."
"I guess," said Applejack.
They walked through the door of the castle and into the throne room. At the central table, they could just make out the horns and manes of Twilight Sparkle and Starlight Glimmer behind piles of books. Both were frantically scribbling notes with their quills.
"I would say that the Earth Pony on the Philadelphia team has been the strongest player in the league this season," said Twilight. "She has a bucking average of 347. "She has a serious weakness," said Starlight. "She tires too easily. Her performance always drops after the first rounds, and she underperforms when playing away from home. But her on-buck plus hugging percentage comes to 0.850. That compares well to the team from Baltimore."
"This is so much fun!"
exclaimed Twilight, looking up from the table where copies of Hayesian Statistics and the Historical Buckball Abstract lay open. She clapped her hoofs together.
"I think Buckyball just might be the best game ever!"
"It's Buckball," said Starlight. "A Buckyball is a type of fullerene molecule." Rainbow and Applejack reached the book-covered table and pushed a pile of Buckball almanacs to one side so they could face the unicorns. Copies of Probability Theory, the Discrete Unicorn Distribution, and Bitball fell on the floor.
"So you'll join the team?"
asked Rainbow Dash.
"Oh, hi Rainbow, hi Applejack,"
said Twilight, looking up from her scroll and noticing the Pegasus and Earth Pony for the first time.
"Come and join us! We're discussing sabermetrics! It's so exciting!"
"Saber what now?" said Applejack.
"The metrics used in serious analytical buckball research,"
said Twilight.
"It's a study of buckball statistics using mathematical methods to make academically rigorous statements on subjects such as who is the best bucker. It's absolutely fascinating! I went to collect some books from Canterlot and it turns out Moondancer has been collecting data from the Canterlot games. We've put this together with other studies Starlight found and we've been doing a meta-analysis."
"I don't care much about fancy mathematics," said Applejack. "But we need a good unicorn for the team."
"We can help! You will?"
Rainbow smiles enthusiastically.
"Sabermetrics can help by providing the best metric to judge the performance of a player. You have to be careful. Simple measures don't work very well. For example, if you just count the error statistics of the times the unicorn misses a ball, that would favor the slow unicorns, who don't make many attempts, over the faster ones who dive in whenever they can, even if they risk missing."
Applejack was not convinced by this approach to buckball management.
"But how can you just reduce a pony to a number? That ain't doing any pony justice."
"Of course, there's an inherent uncertainty on the metric for a single player, but if you have enough statistics, then the uncertainties will tend to cancel out,"
explained Twilight.
"And using statistical methods, you can get an accurate estimate of that uncertainty. So we can say with 97% certainty that the Appaloosa team will field a player with a backing average of at least 0.32. So you'd better pay attention if you want to have a probability of winning above 67%.
"What?"
"Meanwhile, there's another way we can help. Starlight's also been working out the physics of ball flight to help your bucker send the ball along a winning trajectory."
Starlight lifted up a scroll showing a diagram of the airflow around the ball.
If you can back the ball so the air flows faster on one side, then its path will curve due to the pressure difference, she said. This makes it more difficult for the Pegasus defender to intersect the ball. The trick is to get a smooth laminar flow on one side and a turbulent flow on the other. I've been working out a new technique of reverse swing backing, which will work at faster speeds and is sure to give your team an advantage. I just need to work out some of the details and maybe do some experiments.
Right, said Rainbow.
Well, the unicorns had stopped paying them any attention and had returned to scribbling numbers on their scrolls.
Well, I leave you to figure out the details, said Rainbow.
She turned away with Applejack and the two friends cantered out of the room.
That didn't go quite as expected, said Applejack once they were outside of the castle.
Sure didn't, said Rainbow. How can Twilight and Starlight take it so seriously? It's supposed to be a game.
Well, we need to find another unicorn. Maybe we do better holding trials, so we can actually see how they play.
That's the way to go. We can get Pinky and Fluttershy to help us play a few rounds. Somehow we need to find a unicorn who can actually play backball instead of just thinking about playing it.
Yeah, ideally we want a unicorn who won't think about anything ever.
Hello everyone, this is once again Camel Time with Visual Pony, and where I will remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and will help to keep the lights on around here. And now let's get into the meat of the story. So you do want to keep the lights on around here, right? Otherwise it will get totally dark in here and I won't be able to see anything. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of the story because I don't think I can go on for much longer speaking this quickly. Oh my god, you know, every time I do this, I kind of feel like the Micro Machines Man. Many of you might not be old enough to actually remember the Micro Machines Man, but holy crap, did he always speak fast when doing his pitch for the Micro Machine toys. Anyhow,
I actually can kinda sympathize with Rainbow Dash and Applejack here. Because, oh my word, did I have friends like this. Not when it came to sports, well, not physical sports, but esports. Oh my word, they would sit there, sometimes for days, watching matches from different esport personalities, compiling data on it, and then be like, okay, in the next match, they are very likely to do this, or they're very likely to defeat these players with this strategy. And I'm like, guys, hey, relax. It's a game. And the funny part was that a lot of them then told me, hey, yeah, it's just a game to you, but then again, you're not that good a player. Totally ignoring the fact that whenever I played them one-on-one, I defeated them. You know, there's that. I am not that good of a video game player. I will completely admit that, and I have stopped playing competitively years ago. But holy crap, I remember when I still did. And there were people in the player sphere who were like this as well, who would watch the matches of other people and would then analyze every little thing they did, and who knew every little intricacy of the game and how the mechanics worked. And I'm like, guys, look, there's something very, very important, something that you're missing out on, something that you're totally forgetting. And everyone just quiet down. It was like in a game where there was voice chat, and they were like, what are we missing out on? Having fun, guys? It's a game. I know we're playing competitively, but still, have fun. That's the most important thing. We're not being paid to win. There's nothing that's in any shape, way, or form reliant on this. It's just either if we win or lose the match. And either way, even a losing match can be fun. I mean, I have had so much fun in some matches in Overwatch, for example, that I've lost, simply because I could pull off something funny or, you know, like I remember this one time when,
when a Roadhog pulled me into the well on this one map when I was playing Lucio, and he, however, pulled me only in so far that after his hook released, I could, with Lucio, hook onto the side of the well and use his wall move ability to go up the well again, you know? And then came up on the top of the well a few seconds later. It was amazing, you know? Stuff like that is what I live for when I play games. When I play games. Otherwise, there are other things I live for. But in this moment, you know, that's just an amazing thing to do. Or one part, I was also playing Lucio, because something that you must know about me, when I play Overwatch, Lucio is kind of my main. And it was Napal on the temple map. And there's this platform in the middle with a moat around it and two staircases going onto it. And that is the point that you have to capture and defend. And the entire enemy team had just killed basically everyone from my team and was now standing in the middle of that platform trying to capture it and, you know, defend it. I had died a little bit before that. So the moment the rest of my team died, I was already on my way back there. So I jumped onto the wall, jumped a bit higher so they didn't see me coming, jumped over to the wall that is over the point, landed behind them, and since they were all close enough together and close enough to the edge, I simply used Lucio's push ability to push the entire enemy team into that moat and killed the entire enemy team with fall damage, with an environmental kill, as it's called in that game. And everyone was just like, "LOL, fuck you, Lucio!" And I'm like, just sitting here laughing. And I'm, you know, those are moments that I'm really having fun in. We still did lose that match in the end, but I had a lot of fun in it. You know, that's those are moments where I'm just like, yeah. Of course, when you're playing a game and you're getting completely trounced and there's no way you can actually go ahead and do cool shit like that, that's no fun at all. I can completely understand that. But yeah. Anyhow, this comment time is almost as long as the story by now. So let's end it here. And yeah, if you want to hear more of my rambling about games, you can watch me on Twitch every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I am signing off now. Hope this video finds you well in body and mind, and that you will be here for the next one.